Let's go now to foods. And maybe not looking particularly good fishing weather for the upcoming long weekends around the Auckland region. But if you've been out this summer and had a bit of success when the weather was better in between those easterly winds, and you ever find yourself with a stash of fish, well, fishmonger, author, chef, and now Wairarapa District Councillor Martin Bosley has got a tasty recipe for something called ikamata, probably better known as marinated fish. And Martin joins me now. Hi.
Greetings. How are you?
Good, thanks. You catch any fish over summer?
Right. No, I thought this was an opportunity for you to talk about the magnificent fish that you caught.
Yeah.
Look, over summer, maybe, you know.
I don't want to go on about it, but yeah, it was very hard to get out with the easterlies in Northland over the summer, but last weekend I found a little moment just before dawn. I was out there in 6 metres on my kayak and threw the bait over, and got a huge tug on the line. And I've lost plenty of big ones over the years, but I managed to get this one on board. And yeah, it was a personal best, 65 centimetres long and somewhere north of 12 pounds. Our kitchen scales only got up to 5 kilos and they were overloaded. So that's all I can tell you.
That's good. You sound like an old Cuban fisherman out there in your kayak.
Yeah. But I actually invested in a... kind of optimistically invested in a vacuum sealer, if I happen to get a couple of fish at once, because we only get them to feed the family, really, then it's quite nice to be able to, because suddenly you're sick of snapper, right? And you think, I would kill for fresh fish any other time during the year. So actually filleting it and then vacuum freezing it and putting it into the freezer, minus the occasional Northland power outage, it's quite a good way to go.
No, well done. That's a great idea. I highly recommend that. That's brilliant. I like to that you're catching just enough to feed the family as well, and not the entire village.
There's not much chance of me overfishing, but I celebrate every one I get. And I tell you what, I just about eat every one I get as well. I was chucking back one particular fish that I was getting off the rocks over the summer. What's it called? Like hiwi. Sure if you've come across that one. Then I was reading that you can't actually eat them. They were pretty plump, so maybe I'll keep them next time. Anyway,
this coastline is surrounded by fish that you can eat that we just don't.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I mean, there's anchovies around our coastline, but most people don't even realise that. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, so
ikamata.
It's kind of ikamata, like also called kokoda or poke, or it's got a number of different names. When I was an apprentice, we called it poisson cru, because I worked in a French restaurant. And so it's got a number of different versions, but it really originated in the Pacific Islands. And it's kind of like, I guess it's a recipe about coconut as much as a recipe about fresh fish.
Huh.
And you need fresh fish. That's the thing. And I think any raw fish dish stands on how good it is, on how fresh your fish is, because there's no, you know, as you know, there's nowhere to hide behind raw fish, right? If it's slightly too old, everybody will know about it. So this is a great way of just like, you know, how do you showcase the fish pure and simple as it is? And something like ikamata is good. And I think we kind of forget it. Like, it's such a simple recipe, yet it's such a great haha summer, dare I say, dish. that feeds a crowd. Like, there's like that fish that you've got, you know, you'd serve 6 to 8 people for a fish like that doing something like ikamata. And you just have it in a big bowl, you know, it can stay in the fridge for a while, mix it together at the last minute. Serve it with some tortillas and some or lettuce cups and on the side, and you know, and away you go.
Yeah, my only problem is where to find citrus at that time of year. There's a few lemons around, but it's limes are a bit in short supply.
When I did this, I was in Hawaii, and there was limes everywhere.
Were there?
Yeah. It was like I was being given more limes than I could. Don't know what to do with it. It was extraordinary. It's like, you know, you still go, thanks very much, more limes.
Yeah.
But you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? So I did it. But yeah, it could be a struggle. But towards, you know, they'll become more available as we sort of move through February.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can also buy lime juice, you know, like like specialty food stores like Moore Wilson's and Fresh Island, places like that have lime juice. And that's enough. You don't need much, 10 limes. Anyway, should we leap into the recipe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so 1 kg of, I've said here very fresh snapper fillet because, you know, you caught a snapper, but any fresh, 1 kg of fresh fish fillet will do. Gurner's great, Tarakee's great, snapper, obviously. Kahawai will work well with this, kingfish will work well. Basically, any fresh fish is going to work well in ikamata, as long as it kind of holds its shape and doesn't collapse. It's lots of little flakes. Mm-hmm. 10 lemons and 3 lemons just for the juice. 2 medium-sized onions finely diced, which is a couple hundred grams, really, of onions. 3 red chilies seeded and finely chopped. So I use the little scud-like ones, you know, just to give you a little bit of heat. But, you know, again, it's a guideline, right? Add more or less chilies as you see fit. 4 large ripe tomatoes seeded and finely chopped. And to seed those, I just cut them in half, scoop them out, skids out, discard the seeds and chop the meat. I don't worry about peeling the tomato. 1 bunch of spring onions, finely sliced from the root end up to, I guess, the first couple of centimetres of green. A few stems of coriander leaves, 1 litre of coconut milk or cream, depending on how rich you want this, and then just some lime wedges and tortillas to serve.
Yeah, and sounds perfect.
And people add capsicums to this, go for it. You know, people go, oh, I always add capsicums to mine. I don't care. Add cucumber to it if you want, love it, you know? fill your boots.
And so just checking, given the price and scarcity of red onions, brown onions are okay for this?
Totally, absolutely. Brown onions are fine. What to do, though, after you've chopped them, is put them in a sieve and give them a quick rinse with some water, under cold running water, and run out. And that will get rid of some of that, that really pungent smell you get from onions. It's in the membrane that's between the onion slices. Rinsing them will get rid of that.
Okay.
Right, so you can then just, so you don't get that sort of sharp bite from the onions. White onion's fine. Or brown skin onions, I should say. Cut the fish into 1 centimetre dice. If there's any bloody tissue on your fillet, get rid of that. You don't want that in there. And then in a bowl, mix the fish and the citric juices until, I say for 2 to 3 hours, until the fish is opaque. But you don't really want to go any longer than that. Otherwise, the citrus will completely, in inverted commas, cook the fish. It'll tighten up too much. But you want it just to get enough of that citrus smack into the flesh. And you can tell that just when the fish starts to go a bit opaque.
Okay. So there is such a thing as too little and too long.
Yeah, like 2 minutes is two minutes is too little, and you know, and 2 days is definitely too long.
Okay.
and I say keep it in the fridge while you do the marinade. Then drain those juices from the fish. You don't need them now. And add the onions, the chopped chili, the tomatoes, spring onions, coriander, anything else you want to add in there. And so people add capsicums or coconut. And with your coconut milk or cream and a good tablespoon of sea salt. You need the salt in here, right? Otherwise, you just won't get the flavors coming through.
Mm.
And mix it together. And that's it. And it sounds a bit sort of tiki lounge, I guess. But I love that sort of stuff. It's a little bit retro. Serve it in coconut shells. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's just fun and it's just easy and it's unfailingly delicious every time you do it. And it's a great way to showcase some fresh fish.
Actually, at my wedding, they served it in half lemons. So they scooped the lemons out and put them in the inside of it. It was pretty cute.
That was pretty cute. Yeah.
I have occasionally see olive oil or some sort of, mostly olive oil in these sorts of recipes. But I suppose you'd get a bit of fat from the coconut milk, would you?
That, if you're using coconut cream especially, you'll get the fat from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't miss it.
No, I don't miss the oil at all. I mean, I'll use coconut cream in risotto, instead of adding mascarpone or butter at the end of it. Add a dollop of coconut cream into it. Oh my, next level. Mm. If you're gonna make a seafood risotto, add a big ladle full of spoonful of coconut cream into it. But you've got enough fat coming into it. You don't need the oil in there.
Martin, thank you. Inspiring as always.
My pleasure, as always.
I tell you what, our family really enjoyed a jar of your special summer salsa.
Burger.
Over the summer. If you missed Martin's recipe for the sort of all-purpose salsa that you can just put in the fridge and keep for a couple of months to have with anything, any sort of barbecued meat or even fish or sausages, whatever, that was on his last appearance just before Christmas. And it was just great. Thank you.
My pleasure, mate. Thank you. You go well.
Martin Bosley.